Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preacher Rowe. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Preacher Rowe. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. And now, play ball. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Thompson moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Kiner reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to third. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mickey Livingston now catching. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bloodworth moves to third. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Klutz moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Wiedelman moves to second. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiedelman scores. Rowe moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klutz. The throw from Livingston and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wiedelman hits a line drive towards first. Mize catches it and throws to third to double up Klutz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Rowe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Gearhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a fly ball into left field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Livingston, and Wittek drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klutz. The throw from Livingston and he is out, Wittek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiedelman. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wittek moves to second. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Gearhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-3 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Cully Rickard. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rowe moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gustin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Livingston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.